नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 32। केचित् आहुर अजम जातम्
केचित् आहुर जात
पुण्यश्लोकस्य कीर्तये
पुण्यश्लोकस्य कीर्तये
यदो प्रियस्य ननवावे
यदो प्रियस्य वन्यवावे
मलस्येवाचन्दनम् केचित् आहुर अजम जातम्
केचित् आहुर अजम जातम्
पुण्यश्लोकस्य कीर्तये
पुण्यश्लोकस्य कीर्तये
यदो प्रियस्य नववाये
यदो प्रिय वस्ताये
मलस्येवाचन्दनम् केचित् संवन
आहु
सेज
अजम
द अनबॉर्न
जातम
बीइंग बॉर्न पुण्यश्लोकस्य ऑफ द ग्रेट पायस किंग कीर्तये
फॉर ग्लोरीफाइंग
यदो
ऑफ किंग यदु
प्रियस्य
ऑफ द डियर
अनववाये
इन द फैमिली ऑफ
मलय हिल्स
इव
एज
चंदनम
सैंडलवुड। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Some say that the unborn is born for the glorification of pious kings, and others say that he is born to please King Yadu, one of your dearest devotees. You appear in his family as sandalwood appears in the Malaya hills. So please repeat. Some say that
the unborn is born
for the glorification of pious kings
and others say that
he is born
to please King Yadu
one of your dearest devotees you appear in his family
as sandalwood appears
in the Malaya hills
Purport.
Because the Lord's appearance in this material world is bewildering, there are different opinions about the birth of the unborn. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that He takes His birth in the material world, although He is the Lord of all creations and is unborn. So there cannot be any denial of birth of the unborn because He Himself establishes the truth. But still, there are different opinions as to why He takes His birth. That is also declared in the Bhagavad Gita. He appears by His own internal potency to re-establish the principles of religion and to protect the pious and to annihilate the impious. That is the mission of the appearance of the unborn. Still it is said that the Lord is there to glorify the pious king Yudhishthira. Lord Shri Krishna certainly wanted to establish the kingdom of the Pandavas for the good of all in the world. When there is a pious king ruling over the world, the people are happy. When the ruler is impious, the people are unhappy. In the age of Kali, in most cases, the rulers are impious and therefore the citizens are also continuously unhappy. But in the case of democracy, the impious citizens themselves elect their representatives to rule over them, and therefore they cannot blame anyone for their unhappiness. Maharaj Nal was also celebrated as a great pious king, but he had no connection with Lord Krishna. Therefore, Maharaj Yudhishthir is meant here to be glorified by Lord Krishna. He had also glorified King Yadu, having taken his birth in their family. He is known as Yadava, Yaduveera, Yadunandana, etc. Although the Lord is always independent of such obligation, he is just like the sandalwood that grows in the Malaya hills. Trees can grow anywhere and everywhere, yet because the sandalwood trees grow mostly in the area of the Malaya hills, the name sandalwood and the Malaya hills are interrelated. Therefore, the conclusion is that the Lord is ever unborn like the sun, and yet he appears as the sun rises on the eastern horizon. As the sun is never the sun of the eastern horizon, so the Lord is no one sun, but he is the father of everything that be. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकास्वामिनिति नामिने नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वसादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे केचिद् आहुर अजम जातम पुण्य श्लोकस्य कीर्तये यदो प्रियस्य नववाये मलयस्येव चंदनम सम से दैट द अनबॉर्न इज बॉर्न फॉर द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ पायस किंग्स एंड अदर से दैट ही इज बॉर्न टू प्लीज किंग यदु वन ऑफ योर डियरेस्ट डिवोटीज यू अपीयर इन हिज फैमिली एज सैंडलवुड अपीयर्स इन द मलया हिल्स सो क्वीन कुंती कंटिन्यूज डिस्क्राइबिंग कृष्णास ग्लोरीज And here now she is telling that there are different opinions about Krishna's appearance. Some people say that he was born. First of all, he is not born, ajam. But then jatam, he is born also. And Srila Prabhupada says that he is born. Because in Bhagavad Gita he says, janma karma cha me divyam. That means he is born. But at the same time, he is not born like how we are born. That is why the difference. We are forced to take birth in some family, you know. Either the human family or animal family or aquatics or heavenly planets, wherever. But Krishna, being the Supreme Lord, the totally independent Supreme Lord, He decides himself. He says, I decide. Whenever he sees there is a problem in the religion, then he comes. And people say, oh, why he did not come now? He should come now. There is a problem now going on. But now he decides. He knows. He knows when the problems are there more and when the problems are not so much. So, it is established. You know, this is the mystery of Bhakti Yoga. Because if Krishna is not born, then what are we worshipping? We worship Krishna, we feed him every day, as a devotee I am talking, in the Bhakti Yoga you do some devotional service. So you are doing the devotional service to, when we call him a living person, not even a dead person, you know. He's not only not born, he's born, but he's there. He's there for us to accept our service because he is Nityam. We are also Nityam, but we are Nityam in different bodies and he is Nityam in his own body. although he is also accepts other bodies, but that is happening simultaneously. See, that is one thing we have to remember. Krishna never changes his body. So whatever Krishna is there in the Goloka Vrindavan, he is there as a two-handed tribhanga, three-bend form of Krishna. But then he accepts different bodies, different avatars and so on. So those are all expansions. Even when he comes to this planet in his own original form, the same two-handed form, he still never leaves Goloka Vrindavan. So is it what Krishna we are worshipping here is lesser than that Goloka Vrindavan? No. He makes his own incarnations as powerful sometimes. So this is the whole mystery of Krishna. He's born, he's unborn, he just leaves you. So he does it all this so that people can accept him as they want to accept him. You know, some people don't accept him, he's okay. Some people accept him, he's okay. Some people worship him, he's okay. Some people blaspheme, is okay. He takes care of them just like that. You know, all he has to do is just raise his eyebrow and he can finish if he wants. So here we see that Kunti is saying that you took birth to glorify the kings, and Prabhupada is clarifying who is this king. It's not Duryodhana or Dhritarashtra. At that time it was Yudhishthir Maharaj, you know. A very nice, wonderful devotee, a very nice, wonderful king. And because Krishna is there and Krishna is glorifying them, you know, then his glory becomes that much more. And Prabhupada gives an example of Raja Nal. He was also a good king. But because he was not a devotee, we don't even talk about him much. We don't even know much about him. But everybody knows about Yudhishthira, Pandavas, Ambarish Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj. You know, these are all great kings, all Rajarishis, Bharat Maharaj. Just leaving the kingdom, like we leave stools in the morning. He was so detached to the material world. So, Prabhupada says in this Kali Yuga now, the so-called democracy, Prabhupada used to call it sometimes demon crazy, you know, because who are these people who are electing? Prabhupada says the people themselves are not pious. And then they are electing an impious person. And how do you expect, you know, everybody who wants to be elected, he just keeps talking about himself and others keep talking about him, and then they project him as if the he is devata, you know, or sometimes even as a supreme lord. But we know that there are so many problems, so many defects. All the four human defects are there, plus additional defects. So what is this going on? And here we see the beautiful example of the sandalwood. Like Krishna can be born anywhere he wants, but he chooses. So sandalwood can be again, you know, it's a tree. But then you see them only in the Malaya hills, you know. In the South India, sandalwood, you know. And it's a very, very precious, right? So somebody can ask, why can't I grow sandalwood anywhere, you know, why not? But that doesn't mean people have not tried. People have tried to do that, but then you don't get the same smell. The same. It's such a nice arrangement Krishna has made, you know. He gives the potency only there. Like for instance, the potency of ginger. Ginger is grown everywhere now. In America we see big, big gingers, you know. looks very juicy, juice also comes. And when we go to India, you know, the ginger is very, you know, not so big, a shrunk thing, you know. But then when you compare the potency, then it has been found out that the Indian ginger is 16 times more potent than, 6 times more potent than the American ginger. That's why, so then in other words, if you take 1 spoon of Indian ginger juice, then you have to take here 6 spoons. So this is what happens. And same way, Krishna is born in the Yadu family. He's Yadava. But we also know that all the Yadavas Krishna finished before leaving this planet. You know, he decided that whole, and then whoever was left, he got the whole Dwaraka sunk. So now, whatever Yadavas we see here are just by namesake Yadavas. They are nothing to do with Krishna. Because if they have to do with Krishna, then they won't be behaving like the way they are behaving, you know. So Prabhupada gives some names here, Yadava, Yaduvira, Yadunandana. So he chose Yadu family because they would have done something great, some service to Krishna. You know, Krishna's, whatever the service we do to Krishna never goes in vain, never goes waste. So we should all try to get connected with Krishna, you know. Whichever way you want, better to understand that he is born and he is there, then only we can serve, right? Like we have our forefathers, how do we serve them? You know, we just serve them once in a year, do some shraddha, etc. But here, Krishna is not in that category. So we serve him regularly, constantly, uninterrupted service. So thank you very much. I'd like to stop here. If you have any question, comment, you can take that. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.